This episode of Self-Proclaimed Intellectuals, brought to you by the human ear, helping you experience the world of sound since the day you were born.
Hello and welcome to Self-Proclaimed Intellectuals.
Welcome.
Number
six.
Sace. We looked it up after the embarrassment of last time.
No, I'm sorry, Travis.
That's cool, man. Hey, we're learning too, Adam, and I hope that our audience is learning.
I hope so.
Well, today we have something a little bit different for you. Instead of doing our typical three segments, different topics, we're going to do a themed episode. And we would really appreciate you guys' feedback if you like it. We'll do some more of these thematic ones. And today's is going to be over the audio sensation.
And so that's why you might be asking yourself, why the epic music in the background?
You might be asking yourself that, or you may just be hauling out your sword and slaying some dragons.
You're ready to jump on your horse in front of your thousands of men. Today is not that day. Will we die in agony? Today is not that day. Isn't that from like Braveheart or something like that?
I think that's Lord of the Rings, yeah.
Yeah, today's not that day. Anyway.
So Adam did some great voice acting, which is going to be one of the things that we're talking about. We have some audio illusions for you. You're probably pretty familiar with optical illusions. You may have seen some around and may be familiar enough that you're like, I'm not impressed by that. But we're going to use the podcast format to try some audio illusions that we think you'll enjoy.
Yeah, it'll jack your brain up good.
And then at the end, we have a little video you may have seen before on how English sounds to non-English speakers. And that's a pretty interesting one, too. So if you have any feedback, again, we'd like to hear what you think of the themed show. Email us at podcast@travislane.com. And let's get started.
Yeah, just enjoy the epicness.
All right. Well, Adam, are you familiar with optical illusions?
Oh, yeah.
What are some optical illusions that are kind of famous, if you will?
One of the ones I like a lot that I've seen a number of times is, and now I'm going to have a hard time explaining it. It's just black and white dots or squares, and how you look at it, it looks like there's dots in between that are flashing.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. There's some other ones that you had me thinking of. It had like four corners, but the lines weren't connected.
Yeah.
But your mind sees it as a box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other one is the one where you stare at for 30 seconds. It's just a black and white spiral. And then when you take your eyes off of it and look at anything around a room, it forms like this bubble coming out of the wall.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh.
All sorts of trippy stuff.
All sorts of it.
Makeup on women.
What?
Optical illusion.
Okay. Interesting.
That's not really what they look like.
Self-proclaimed chauvinist. I'm a fan of the au naturel. My wife is lovely with no makeup.
Yeah. I've tried makeup before, and it didn't create any kind of pleasing optical illusion.
Yeah, I think it's an experience thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I wear guyliner, so.
Wow. That's
you guys can't see that, but I'm pretty emo over here.
Yeah, you can get that on Self-Proclaimed Intellectuals website. You can get t-shirts and hats and guyliner.
and SPI-branded guyliner. So we're pretty familiar with a bunch of optical illusions, but you probably haven't heard audio illusions. We have a couple for you today and a video that we'll link in the show notes that'll give you a couple more.
You won't see the video on the podcast. Those of you who, when you get to that point and you're like, where's the video? And you're listening on your headphones, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't happen that way. This particular podcast, all of our podcasts really, but this one in particular, very suited to blind people.
Nice. Self-proclaimed
blind people. I don't know.
I don't think you have to proclaim yourself blind.
Well,
people know.
Let's get started, and let's play this first audio illusion.
I'll play two tones, and you tell me if they're ascending or descending. In other words, are the notes played from low to high or high to low? Listen to this. Which was it? How about this one? Write down what you heard for each number and let us know in the comments. Chances are, if you compare with enough people, you'll all have different answers. Surprising? Try some more. and this one. How is it possible that you're hearing something different from others? It's an auditory illusion called the tritone paradox. It's created in such a way that the tones contain both a higher and lower frequency in them, but our brains have a preference of which to listen to. Diana Deutsch, the creator of this illusion, found that your geography and language from infancy all play a role in deciding this preference.
Okay, Adam. So what did you hear? High to low, low to high. There were four of them. So what did you get for each one?
Number one, I said low to high.
I had high to low. just go through all four of yours.
Two, I had high to low.
Okay.
Three, I had high to low, and four, I had high to low.
See, I had high to low on all four of them.
Okay, so it's the first one
we differed on the first one. I did this the same thing with a group of four people.
Okay.
And I think all of us were different. Obviously, we can't all be different on all of them.
Yeah.
But at least somebody disagreed on each one. And I'm hoping that you, the listener, is saying, well, you guys are crazy.
And the problem, and the funny thing is I mean, it's what you hear, and obviously this might seem like a dumb statement, but it's what you hear. So I was like, I'm like, no, dude, you're wrong.
Right. You
know? No, did you not just listen to that? It went from low to high.
Yeah. it's an illusion.
It's an illusion.
Well, we have another one, and let's go ahead and listen to that as well.
Finally, listen to this audio clip of a gradually climbing tune. And yet, if I play the exact same clip back to you, it will sound like it's only continuing to climb higher and higher. I swear this is the exact same clip I just played. You can rewind that section of this video over and over and check for yourself. Try it. Each time you start it over, the tune is seemingly climbing even higher. It's called the shepherd tone illusion, of which there are many variations. In it, multiple sine waves are played on top of one another, raising in pitch, while one quickly drops down an octave as the others continue rising. But our brain doesn't notice this drop, and so the clips sound like they're rising forever.
Okay, so we can confirm, because Adam and I are freaking out over here too. We rewound it and everything. It really is.
Yeah, and I really do advise you to do that. Like, stop our podcast. Find out where the first time it starts playing, find out where it starts, listen to just the first one, and then rewind again and listen to the first one again to prove to yourself that you're listening to the same one.
Uh-huh.
It is so, to me, I just don't agree with it. Like, I can copy that MP3 and you know, portion it off to just that portion and keep doing that, and I just won't believe it.
Hmm.
Because it's not, it just keeps going up.
Interesting. That's amazing. And again, it's just like the first time you see an optical illusion. When you see it, you're like, I can't unsee it.
Yes.
But here, you can't, even if you know, you can't shake it. Like, I knew what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And when we went back and listened, I was like, okay, think deeper. And you just, I couldn't.
Well, that's
do
the thing.
It.
We've been preparing for this podcast, and I've watched that video and looked at these different things or listened to them probably five or six times before this. And it gets me every time.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like a lot of the optical illusions don't hit me that hard.
Yeah, you can see through them. You've seen them enough.
Yes, you've seen some of the classic ones, like the elephant with the four legs that one leg doesn't really
attack.
And like, I can see it, and it doesn't impress me. This continues to piss me off a little bit because because I can't make it not work.
Exactly. Yep.
And that's frustrating to me. I don't believe my ears anymore.
Just we're gonna take a break before the next segment to
my ears
just
are bleeding.
Cool off a little bit. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that as much as we did arguing
yes.
about it. One application, there are several songs and different sorts of things that that have used these paradoxes, or at least that shepherd tone illusion, that last one, the constantly rising.
Mm-hmm.
One of those was in Super Mario 64, the endless staircase.
Yes.
And so
that's why
that section is just so nerve-wracking and, you know,
that's
irritating
funny.
Because they play a shepherd tone. And it just feels like you're constantly running.
Well, and that's, I might just have to go back and play now.
There you go.
For intellectual reasons.
That's right.
The thing that made this makes me think of, and again, this isn't something we can prove or really, it's one of those very hard things to even grasp, is that, especially on that first one that we showed you guys, or let you guys listen to, we didn't show it to you. If we can all hear different things, that makes you question what we hear on a daily basis.
What is reality?
It's one of those things where, yes, we both agree that blue is blue, but does blue look completely different to our own eyes? We both have recognized it as, you know, it's one of those things that just mess with you. And so, you know, we both hear a train going by, and could be what you're hearing really be different to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a trippy thing.
I like it. I like it. Very cool.
Well, I swear we're not on anything.
The next little section that we're going to do is going to be about voice acting. So it's going to be a little less trippy and a little bit more just impressive. So tell me if you are familiar with these following voices.
And what's up, Doc?
And how about this one?
You're despicable.
And this one?
I thought I saw a putty cat. I did saw a putty cat.
Well, you're probably familiar that those are some of the Looney Tunes, very famous cartoons that you should probably know.
Well, I mean, a lot of our younger listeners, you know, some of the fifth and sixth graders that listen to us, you know, religiously, probably haven't seen those.
I was going to ask you if Looney Tunes are still relevant.
No.
Not at all?
I mean, you have your random kids that have seen them because of probably parents or different situations.
Okay.
But it has been pretty shocking to me how quickly things get lost.
Wow, that's
I mean,
too
I had
bad.
Like every year, you know, we watch like different movies and talk about different things. And, you know, this year I think I had two kids raise their hand out of 26 that have seen Lion King.
Wow.
And you got, and like nobody's seen Sandlot. You know, it's just, it's sad. It makes me feel so old.
So this is nostalgia for everybody.
Yeah,
else,
exactly.
My wife and I watched Space Jam last night in preparation for this. And it's, you know what, that movie holds up.
Really? I haven't watched that in a long time.
Love it, man. So, the trick is, all of those voices, a vast majority of the Looney Tunes, originally were done by one man.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Adam?
I did, but just because right before the podcast you told me.
Okay.
I've known for approximately 10 and a half minutes.
Wonderful. Well, then you're 10 and a half minutes ahead of these folks.
Yes.
Mel Blanc did the voices for most of the Looney Tunes in the 50s, kind of when they were conceived. Some of them for many, many, many years, decades. And he kind of was the first of a great line of voice actors, which is now this, I think it's a fascinating profession. And we have some other examples for you. So a lot of times you'll hear, you know, the one man must fight to survive. And
that was pretty good.
And yeah, thanks. Yeah, we're going to have a segment where we embarrass ourselves later.
Okay.
So those voices that you hear all the time, that you may take for granted on commercials or movie trailers, those are real people in a real studio.
And 60% of them are Morgan Freeman.
That's right. No, but these voice actors are incredibly talented people. They're way more diverse than you would think. So a lot of times you'll hear, I'm going to pick on somebody, Cameron Diaz, like in Shrek, okay?
Yes.
Princess Fiona.
Yep.
And you think, well, that's Cameron Diaz's voice, you can tell.
Yeah.
These people are so great at masking their voices that you really sometimes can't tell who, you know, it becomes the character.
So you're telling me that Cameron Diaz as in Shrek was just a ploy to get famous people, and it wasn't that impressive.
Well, we can talk about that another day. But voice acting. So one of the shows that I'm really into is Futurama, and one of the main voice actors on that show is Billy West. He's kind of a modern-day Mel Blanc, and he does a ton of voices that you would recognize. And we have a little interview that some other show that's more lucky than us did with him that we'd like to play you to showcase some of his talents.
Now, right before we get into that, Futurama is kind of on the same spectrum as Simpsons.
Yeah, it's the same creator, Matt Groening.
And Simpsons was the same way. I believe like Lisa and a lot of different characters on The Simpsons were the same voice actor.
Yes. Nancy, I had this written down actually. Nancy Cartwright did the voice of Bart Simpson, Nelson, Ralph, Todd, Kearney. She is a female.
Yes.
She also did Chucky Finster from The Rugrats and All Grown Up.
Nice.
So again, you think of all those different voices,
and they're
one
Yeah, that's
person.
Impressive because they are very different. But we'll listen to this.
Exactly. And, let's hear the talents of Billy West.
Just a very, very short list, Julie, of some of the voices that Billy has
done. And I'll do them because people are going to sit here. This guy ain't so great. What are they fussing about?
Buzz the Bee from Honey Nut Cheerios.
Oh, yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios, it's irresistible.
Doug Funny.
Yeah, this is Doug Funny. I'm a painfully average 11.5-year-old. And this is my dog, Porkchop. Good boy. And I have a girlfriend, Patty Mayonnaise, and I guess without me, Billy West would be driving a truck full time.
Not just Ren and Stimpy.
Hey, Ren, will you button me? Will you shut up, you fool? This is gonna kill you.
How about the red M&M?
Oh, I'm sort of a candy-coated Leonardo DiCaprio.
Unbelievable.
And I'm big. I've been eaten by Tia Carrera. I've been eaten by... Oh.
In Space Jam, you were the voices of both Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd.
Oh, and I got to work with Michael Jordan, Doc. The closest thing to a religious figure that we have.
My kids love that movie. We watch that movie.
Did you really?
We watch it all the time.
I'm so happy. And then I was doing Elmer Fudd in a couple of those Looney Tunes movies. And then I got hired by a company called Geico. They're an insurance company. And they did a whole commercial. They revisited the 40s or 50s. They made it look exactly like Elmer Fudd in the cartoons and the backgrounds. And he's like, you know, shh, be very, very quiet. I'm hunting rabbits. And then they go, cut. And I was like, oh, what's wrong? You know, and the guy goes, Elmer, it's rabbits. Rabbits? You know, no, rabbits, rabbits, rabbits. And it just went on like that.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still making fun of people with speech impediments.
And then you have created, you have done the voice of so many characters in Futurama that it's too many to even begin to mention.
Well, it's, who is it? It's Philip J. Fry.
Yeah.
Man, all this constant exposure to radiation is making me thirsty. And the professor, good news, everyone, bad news.
And then there's Dr. Zoidberg, who has all kinds of cool meat hanging off his face, you see. You know, young lady, bring me a sandwich from the dumpster and leave the maggots on it.
Wow.
Again, I think that's just so impressive. And we'll put a link to any of these videos or interviews that we've, you know, stolen.
Yeah, and that's, if I, you know, I'm going to probably find myself, turning back in the podcast and listening to that a few times because there's so many characters that you connect to. That's just
exactly, and that's amazing. And that's one of the things that they talk about. I'm going to pitch this because I find it really interesting. There was a documentary on Netflix that John DiMaggio produced. He was Bender on Futurama, and he's like all these other guys, a billion other characters. And they said, you know, voice acting is you can be anybody you want. You can, yeah. You can, as a 40-year-old male, you can be a 13-year-old girl if you're good enough.
That's
you can
creepy.
Be, you can be an older version of yourself, a younger yeah. version of yourself. You can be a different race, a different sex, a different, you know, whatever. Whereas in traditional acting, you know, you can do makeup to make you a little younger
yeah.
or older, but
yep.
But they have to be really versatile with their voices.
That's impressive. And we'll go ahead and play you a little spectrum of what the Simpsons ones as well, to see the similarities, all the different voices from a single person.
I opened my mouth and out popped a 10-year-old boy. Who gets paid to burp and fart. I mean, that is like, what a cool job, right?
Yeah, but now Bart's not the only voice you do. You do right. Many, many
yeah,
others.
Yeah, on the show. What yeah. do you all have on the show?
I'm Bart Nelson. Nelson Mandela Muntz, I'm just saying. Him, Todd Flanders, I get to anoint their feet. He's the study buddy that lives next door. Ralph Wiggum, when I grow up, I want to be a principal or a caterpillar.
Him. What you do? My favorite Rugrat. My favorite Rugrat.
Oh, Chucky.
Chucky's my favorite.
Thank you.
I love him.
I don't know if there are any clowns around here. I don't like clowns.
Okay, excellent.
Yes.
Also super impressive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to see more, I highly suggest the documentary I Know That Voice on Netflix. If you don't have Netflix by now, I don't know what's wrong with you, but you should definitely get it. And you
Netflix,
should watch
$9.99 a month. You can get unlimited streaming and, you know, that was pretty good. I wish I would have had a script there.
Yeah, man. Dang it. Excellent. But I know that voice is the name of the documentary on Netflix. Absolutely. Bleh. Maybe cut that out.
Nope. We're gonna show to people, everybody, how you need a little more work on your voice acting.
Thanks, buddy. Absolutely should watch it.
Coming this fall, it's called I Know That Voice.
Hokey smoke, I know that voice.
Well, you may be familiar with how some other languages sound to you, so you may be able to pick out Mexican or Chinese or
even
French.
If you don't understand it, you can recognize the language just by the sound of it, despite the fact you have no idea what they're saying.
Exactly,
about you.
Exactly. Well, we want to give
do
you
do that. If somebody is speaking a different language close to you, they are talking about you.
That's the human condition, man.
I know for a fact.
Oh, okay. Adam knows every language.
Just how they stare at me. They're talking about me.
Okay. Paranoia aside, we're going to give you the chance to recapture that magic with the English language. Mm. And you'll be able to hear this video. It's pretty interesting. It's done by a theater group that has YouTube videos, and they do stuff. And basically, it's using some English words, but a lot of common English syllables and word sounds. But it doesn't make any actual sense. And so it'll be as if you're listening to somebody speaking English if you don't speak English, and you can kind of get a feel for what you sound like to people that don't speak your language.
And I think the great way about this format on the podcast is you said it's a YouTube video, and you can watch it, but you get so caught up in the acting and see what's going on that it's obviously what they're saying.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. And so just listening to it, I feel, will be pretty interesting because you don't have that visual representation telling you what they are saying. And a little intro to it. It's a video of a couple, and they talk. They start general discussion, and it's while they're at dinner. So you're going to hear some plate sounds. So that's kind of why you're hearing those things. And they tend to seem to get into a bit of a scuffle.
It's all right, you're awkward on the watch today.
Oh?
Yeah. That doll's a rainbow on her face.
Can't believe that Maury album, John.
Did you stop by the Love Black call?
Yeah, I come by the mix ring. I played that Pribadium by the wrong front line today.
Oh, the Raising Man with an Ash Marine.
Don't for me you greed that Trajan.
No, her station is trapped. I mean, why the crest soldier for the Magdalene Nation is further grad to my Chosic.
Chosic for the Magalon?
Magalon my shit.
You want that? Spline for me, display the Joe drink all around the Massportation town, while I for mass the Pope for cream, and what for why I chose Farine and all? Once why I bleed the whole chase between. You wanna get for what?
What I find interesting about that is it's funny because that's what English sounds like.
Uh-huh.
But you can't make a segment or you can't make a video that shows what English sounds like using sounds and syllables without accidentally making words. And so there are some words in there.
Yeah, you'll
maybe
catch
they did
some,
it on purpose.
You'll catch some things in there. Like there was Elton John was something that I heard. Like
you can't use the vowels and syllables and all those things without every once in a while accidentally making
hitting a word. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yep. But it's kind of funny. You're trying real hard to understand what they're saying. And it would be interesting study into language in general because I think they did a great job of not showing that. I feel I could be wrong. I'm not a linguist, mm-hmm. but I feel different languages have different tones and intonations and emphasis points.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I feel like that was part of it, not just understanding the words, but just how they said it and the levels of
right.
which they said it.
And props and the to tone. The actors because oh, yeah. I assume it's probably even harder to do something in your own language that's like
not
that.
Your language.
Then you know you can mimic French or Spanish or whatever,
yes.
but. I assume it would be really hard to do. So,
yeah.
Enjoyable and props to them.
Yep, check it out. Links on our page somewhere.
And and that's the audio themed showcase podcast. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Please give us some feedback. Again, send it to podcast@travislane.com. And to take you out, Adam and I are going to do our best attempt at some probably shoddy voice acting.
I'm Sean Connery.
Not bad. I could do a little Mike Tyson.
I don't know who else to try.
I know, right? Just pick some cartoon characters. I don't know. Give me a What's Up, Doc.
What's up, Doc?
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
What's up, Doc?
That's not bad.
Thanks, man.
Are you ready to rumble? I know what I'm going to do. Is I'm just going to say, let's get ready to rumble. And I'm just going to edit it.
Don't cheat. You can't cheat.
Yes, you can, because that's how it's like CGI for the mouth.
That's the whole point, man. Do the movie intro, the coming this fall, whatever.
Coming this fall. I can't really do it because I don't have my voice back yet.
Oh, that stinks. We should have waited for this. I gotta get it way up on the mic. Coming this fall to a theater near you.
Transformers 32.
It'd be really great if I had a script for this. Michael Bay shows us a lot of explosions that cost a lot of money.
And you pay to see it.
And you fools are along for the ride.
And the plot is terrible, but you will come out saying it is the most amazing movie you've seen because you do not want to admit you wasted your money.
Hey, can you give us just a regular British accent, Adam? How about that?
Si, senor. That's, this is no, my no. British.
All we do is... Oh.
You know, I would, but I'm working. My British accent sounds too Australian.
Dude, that's me too. It must be an American thing. We must be closer to... Yeah.
I really wish I... And this is getting off of our little tangent there. I really wish I could listen to ourselves having lived in Britain and understand that we... Because we, you know, people say we have an accent or we sound American.
Right.
And I wish I could grasp what that sounds like.
Yeah, I'm with you. We had a British foreign exchange student in high school who would do an American accent, and it was hilarious because it sounded so nasally and so...
Well, it is amazing to watch actors like the guy who plays House.
Yeah, he's
British. Mm-hmm. And to watch him, to listen to him go between his actual accent and American is pretty crazy.
Yeah, I like it. Well, give us Australian then, Adam.
Hey, mate. Let's go to the Bobby.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.